Well, I've been a serial entrepreneur, and I've been really lucky to spend time with other serial entrepreneurs, one of which has several hundred patents. And that's an area that, you know, just as an educational thing, if you're in your listeners are looking to pursue something like this, make sure you find a real patent attorney, because there's a All lot right. of them that are not. And our total turnaround time was 9 months.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, so I want to clarify something. Absorbits is an advanced materials company. We invented the first material of its kind that is patented. Bone Dry is not only because I also own an FFL, and I'm a staunch believer that the Second Amendment is in place to protect the First Amendment. So we realized very quickly that in the electronics world, you know, for example, I have three children. My family buy one. In the Bone Dry world, the purchasing is incredible. But let me get to how that happened as well. So our material works on the same principle as commercial dehumidifiers,
mm-hmm.
without the need for any electricity. They're also indefinitely reusable. We have the original one that was, it's gone through the dishwasher, it's gone through the washing machine, I've run it over my car. I tried to kill this thing. It's still alive.
You but, test like I do.
I'm a real world guy, you know.
I write a column every Christmas. It's known as my Christmas wish list column. And in that column, I have a preface that says, "Before I recommend you spend your money on anything, it's got to survive me." Because my dad, the old Marine, used to tell me that I could tear up a crowbar in a sand pile. I am that tough on equipment.
But that's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, that's right. So,
you know, at the end of the day, what's most important and what really counts is quality and backing it up. So as Ronald Reagan said, yeah, I tested it. But more importantly, Ronald Reagan said, you know, trust but verify. We had Intertech do full testing that proves that our claims are what we say they are. Plus, unlike any other company in the firearm bag industry, we offer a lifetime guarantee.
Yeah.
So if you somehow mess up if you break it, I'll replace it. And as I tell all of our influencers, which we're almost at 100 of them now on our pro team, try and break it. I'm like, I'll take the Pepsi challenge any day of the week.
I'll give it a workout.
Well, I'm so glad that you received them before this. What were your initial thoughts?
I was impressed. I looked at them. I mean, just from the initial look, the way they're put together, the sewing, the stitching, the web straps, the Velcro, all like that, very well done.
Thank you.
The pocket at the end of it, at the buttstock of that, where it folds over and then has a strap that you can kind of adjust the depth and stuff,
sure.
and make it fit. I really like that. And to give you an idea of part of my thinking on how well it was made, I had a heck of a time trying to get it open. It was so tight. I had to figure out where the tabs were to pull it all apart.
That one was for my friends that are duck hunters.
Oh, yeah. Because, your fingers are cold, you got gloves on, it's perfect.
My background is almost entirely tactical. But
okay.
What I've always realized is, you know, if you want to make something for professionals, ask the professionals what they want.
Exactly.
So I'll go through some of the bags. You just referenced the Big Shug, which is our 60-inch shotgun bag that can handle up to a 32-inch barrel. That came out of us going to competitive shoots, and all these guys, the barrels, they're sticking out of the bags. And I'm thinking to myself, why'd you even bring the bag? So we approached a couple of them, and then the number one complaint was the buttstocks get scratched up if there's any metal in that enclosure.
Right.
So what we did is we said, you know, let's make it with no metal. Let's make it a dry bag style, because it will float, as will the shotgun and rifle bag, but I don't know if your listeners are duck hunters. Somehow, duck boats are soaking wet before you get in the boat. Like,
if you look at a map of what they call the central flyway, where it necks down into its hourglass, we're right in the skinny part. We have tens of millions of waterfowl through here every fall, and lots of duck hunters. So that's one of the reasons I zeroed in on this product. I went, my people have to know this. This is a good item to have. And like you just said, duck boats are always wet. It doesn't make any difference. Yes.
And what we're also going to give your listeners is a code, which I'm happy to share now, that I'll give them 20% off just for being a loyal listener, which is NORUST20. NORUST20.
Very good.
Now you'll also get a supplemented shipping.
Very good.
But let me tell you about all of our brags are based upon our absorbent material. So as I like to say, our bags are like Mexican food. They all do the same thing, but they're different shapes. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So we do everything from our one point, and I will let you know, we've sold over 40,000 bags. We have never received a return for a firearm.
And
electronics people, you can't fix stupid. If you cracked your screen and threw it in the ocean, I'm just going to give you your money back because it's not worth the compensation. You know?
Now, you answered one question I had for you, and that is, it floats. And obviously it works in fresh water. How about salt water?
So I live on the intercoastal.
Okay.
So because our material has vapor barrier, it's very advanced in its design. What our testing has shown is it works absolutely the same in salt water, but what you need to do is you need to remove, you'll see actual salt. Like, it'll actually start crystallizing on the material itself.
So you just dust it or vacuum it out and you're good to go?
Yeah. I mean, what I recommend how to recharge them, and what I've done is, I've literally taken a wet rag and wiped it down, and then for the larger bags, to recharge them, to get them back in perfect working order, you just leave them in the sun.
I was going to ask if you needed to do that. Like some of the desiccant bags I have for inside my gun vaults, you can put them in the oven at low temperature for a few hours, and they'll recharge themselves. So you answered that question for me too.
Yeah, be careful. Now, are you familiar with what desiccated silica is? I didn't know this until relatively recently.
Yeah, well, I probably can't give you the chemical formula on how to make it, but I'm familiar with it.
Well, it's essentially the Rice Krispie of sand.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's very porous sand. So we actually make our own desiccant, like our desiccant bags in our workings are not the same stuff you would get commercially. This is our material, our desiccant beads are the same ones that are in commercial dehumidifiers that are designed for a lifespan of at least 25 years.
Very nice.
So one of our other major competitive advantages is that we actually have the ability to recharge them, and we have testing, which we're happy to share, that proves the more you use it, the better it works, because it's a Rice Krispie and it likes getting dried out. It's pretty amazing. It's been a tremendous ride. I'm very fortunate. I've been able to hire our CEO, Romney Williams, and our director of sales, Todd Pearson, both of which have extensive background, both in the, mass market consumer space. And, Todd has been tremendous. He was the CEO of SAR USA, the director of sales at Zeiss. As of next week, we will be onboarding, I'm not sure how many, but a number of distributors, so that we'll have our thundering herd. We are currently national.
I like the thundering herd analogy.
You got to have a thundering herd, man. You got to have boots on. And again, because it goes back to our core values. Our core values is, I don't care if a customer has a one dealer shop in the middle of nowhere. I want someone to be able to walk in and service them and tell them about our products. And I will tell you, like the Big Shug, which we previously discussed, the excitement over us finally getting them in stock was I felt like they found out that Elvis was still alive. It was amazing. People were really, really excited about it. And, you know, let's talk about our design. So we have everything from a simple one handgun bag called our gun and ammo bag. Federal Ammunition actually sells those. We have testing on that. If you have wet, you know, for example, shotgun shells, you put them in our bag. We had someone do it with five fully saturated shotguns, so three shots. Now, we're not recommending that, but if you're in the middle of nowhere and you get your ammo wet, it's a nice way to potentially be able to have more rounds.
Right.
Then we have our single, our 2.0 bag. It's our best seller. It has two, handles two high-end guns, five magazines. I keep a speed loader in it because I like my thumbs. And on top of that, we have a tool and range bag. And the reason I reference that, when I go to the range, I put my two handguns in our 2.0 bag, which will fit in our range bag, along with your eyes, your ears, ammo, and whatever else you want to throw in there.
Very good.
As we've already discussed, the Big Shug is the only 60-inch shotgun bag on the market that offers our technology, but also designs that are with the actual competitive shooter advantage.
That's what I have laying out here in front of me here in the studio is the Big Shug.
It's big, right?
Yep. I've got it, and as we talked yesterday, I hadn't had it in my hand yet because I hadn't gotten home from traveling, but I had a couple neighbors on the lookout for it, and I went and picked it up last night and took a look at it and went, oh, yeah, this is going to work.
Then there's, a lot of people for home defense, that's not the right bag. I mean, let's be candid. So we have our shotgun and rifle bag, which what's really interesting about that particular model, the interior material is designed to mold with your optics because I got really sick and tired of getting to my destination and having to re-zero in because I bumped into something.
Which happens if you're traveling, yeah.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And we also will... Our bags will have available as an accessory, a metal case that is TSA certified. We don't want to sell you a second bag. We want to sell you a metal case to put the bag in. It will mount to the case. Why? I have never in my career or life seen anyone take a hard case out into the woods with them on purpose. You know, it's not the right play. The mothership, the one that everyone talks about, the one we actually won Best in Show for NBS, Best in Technology at SHOT Show, as well as numerous other accolades, is our dual rifle bag. That's our Swiss Army knife. That holds two rifles, two handguns, 25 magazines. It has two separate dry compartments. It's a backpack, and it's MOLLE certified throughout.
Very good.
So that one is the one. And we'll go through prices. That's our top of the line. That's $259.95. The one that you and I have been chatting about, those retail for $99.99. Our 2.0 is a $57 bag. So we are a premium product, and we do not discount unless we offer like we did to your listeners, because you'll never have to buy another one.
We're going to have to step away and take a commercial break, Elliot, but I still got some more questions for you, so I hope you can hang with us.
Oh, absolutely.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. This is something that makes a difference.
You're back, Rick.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Elliot, Elliot Harris this morning with Bone Dry, talking about some of his products. Elliot, I wanted to tell you, while we were off the air, I started getting texts from people in the audience that listened to me quite a bit. And one of them said, awesome show today. Get this guy back sometime. another guy said, I really like this guy. And so you're a hit already.
Wow. Just because, because my ego didn't need any more of a boost, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You said you had a lot of tactical background. The only other thing I think it'll make you better is if you were a Marine at the same time.
Well, you know, I can tell you something that really I have the privilege. So one of my companies, we do logistics, security, and merchandise for large concert tours. For security, we're hired by insurance companies, and I have the privilege of providing employment to former Marine SEALs. In my world, they are not only heroes, but they're the type of people. And it leads into, you know, our core values at the Absorbance Foundation. You know, I know these guys like brothers. I go fishing with them. And when they rotate back to civilian life, they don't really get much tools to really make an impact with the skill set that they have.
In many cases, that's correct. I mean, if you were in transportation and drove a truck from Baghdad to Basra, you can come here and drive a truck. But if you are a real operative where you have to think on your feet and think fast, what you're in charge of and what you have the ability to do doesn't translate a lot into civilian life. Been there, done that.
No. And, you know, it leads to our, you know, we have the Absorbance Foundation. I've been running my family's foundation.
I want to hear about that.
And the Absorbance Foundation is intentionally in place. A portion of all of our proceeds go to it to support. We have really a three-pronged approach. We have conservation, and I can tell you about some guys working with there. Veterans in a position of need, and then our core, which overrides, is children in a position of need. It's agnostic. We are a big believer that, you know, we are not how do I say this properly? We're not a gun rights-based charity. We're an education-based charity for responsible gun ownership.
Well put.
Because the number one reason people get shot is they accidentally shoot themselves.
Right.
You know, it's unfortunate that the media doesn't really play to the truth. But some of the charities, like we just started and we are in the process now of doing fundraisers with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Wonderful organization. Super people. And we provide to the charity our bags at a substantial discount to even our wholesale and allow them to capture that balance for their endowments. The reason being is very simply, if you empower people, you give someone a bag, they're not really going to use it. You actually have someone work on providing access to those bags and benefiting their shooting program. Well, it's a different way of presenting the company.
Right.
On the veterans, we are extremely active with a number of veterans charities. For example, Infinite Hero, Time for a Hero is another one. I will let you know that we have a very strict policy that the charities cannot be in advertising or a corporation. The money has to go to the actual beneficiaries. And they're all listed on our website. And then for children, we've worked with Little Kids Rock. We've worked with Friends of Karen in the tri-state area. And here in Florida, My Family Matters. These are both organizations that provide the necessary resources when a child is sick so the parents don't have to worry about working and paying the mortgage.
Good.
We want to be a force for good, but at the end of the day, and for your listeners, we're always open to discussing new charities and fundraising events. We will make donations for, you know, parties or golf tournaments or professional shoots of product. And we believe that the only issue we have, and I challenge you with this, Rick, when's the last time you had a real conversation about your gun bag?
Yeah, right.
It needs a cup holder. I don't like the color. This is the first actual advanced material and addition of utility to firearm storage in 55 years.
We're about out of time, so I got two questions I got to get out for you. Number one, is there any place in Nebraska people can find your product, or do they just order off the website?
You can order off of bone-dardry, bone-dri.com. That's where they can use the code NORUST, NORUST 2020. to get 20% off. We are in the process now of launching nationally. We already are engaged and are selling in national chains like Shields, Sportsman's Warehouse. We now have 80 dealers in total so far. At this time last year, we had four. It's been quite a while. And as we continue to grow, we will continue to be readily available, especially in the great state of Nebraska where the Cornhuskers take care of
Elliot, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. I know my listeners are liking it this morning just from the text I'm getting. But we'll have you back sometime and kind of keep your calendar open for this next duck season. I'll get you up to Nebraska and we can show you how we do our duck hunting and we can test some more products.
Sounds like a plan, my friend. Thank you, and thank you, listeners. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.